Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because the breaking news says that in South Korea, Yoon Suk Yeol of the People Power Party has been elected the 20th president of South Korea. I believe we will check. I'm sure we'll be talking with Gordon Chang about what this means. But I believe it's an earthquake in America's direction, because this is the more pro-American, the more realistic about North Korea party that appears, unless I am misreading this, to have won. Meanwhile, the situation in Ukraine, It's very, very tough to speak and to say anything other than what anyone would feel about the bombing in a courtyard of a children's hospital with dead kids in Mariupol, Ukraine. It's a city that the Russians already largely control. And a children's hospital, really? With kids, the Ukrainians report, kids buried in the rubble. And how do you justify that if you're part of this Russian evil machine to lie and lie and lie about what is going on? It's one of the reasons that, thank God, we do have here in the United States. Is there media bias? Are there mistakes by journalists? Sure. But compare what we have and what we should treasure here, the ability to speak to people, as I'm speaking to you now, from the heart and my own ideas not controlled by the government, to what they have in Russia. Apparently they have now an official policy where the terms invasion or war are not allowed to exist. The deadline here, the report is that Ukraine accused Russia today of breaking a mutually agreed upon ceasefire to prevent the evacuation of civilians in Mariupol, while adding that an airstrike by Russian forces destroyed a children's hospital complex in the same city. A Ukrainian president, Zelensky, said that women and children are trapped in the rubble, and according to local authorities, the number of victims is not yet known. Meanwhile, the U.S., the U.K., and EU have all committed to phasing out imports of Russian oil and gas, and several global brands, including McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Starbucks, have agreed to close Russian operations. What's amazing about this is they ran a picture of when McDonald's first opened up in Russia, and it was a sensation. Russian people went nuts over McDonald's. Apparently, to get into the first McDonald's, you had to wait in line for like 30 hours. There were lines around the block in Moscow. And now McDonald's closing, but they are taking special steps to protect some 60,000 employees they have in Russia and make sure they get at least something. Yeah, right. Now Russia has become... It's very clever, Jeremy. This is... It's Jeremy's dad, who apparently came up with this, is apparently now Russia is a no-fry zone. Ba-dum-bump. This entire matter, is it beginning of a new Cold War? Elliot Abrams says so. He is a former State Department official, former Reagan and Bush advisor, and a wonderful writer about foreign affairs. He's written one of the best things I have read so far about the future, which he did for the Council on Foreign Relations. And we're going to be speaking with Elliot Abrams coming up. We'll also be speaking about the future of the U.S. economy. And is it possible to fight Russia through sanctions, particularly sanctions on any imported Russian energy products? Is it possible to do that at the same time that you're fighting inflation? And how do you do it? We'll be speaking to New York Times economist Peter Coy coming up, and also to Jessica Pisano, who wrote this powerful piece in Politico about why it is that Putin, who has been planning this kind of attack literally for years and years, didn't attack during the Trump administration. Why not invade during the Trump administration? I mean, supposedly, at least there was a good relationship between Putin and Trump. And so maybe he could have gotten away with it. So why no attack at that time? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Yesterday, there was testimony for the House Intelligence Committee. And the testimony by Avril Haines, who was our Director of National Intelligence, was extremely informative, and I do think every American should hear some of it. There was a basic question about what people are acknowledging around the world, everywhere except Russia, of course, where it's against the law to acknowledge it. Putin made a gigantic mistake in invading Ukraine. And what was the nature of the mistake? This is Avril Haines. Listen. Clip 19A.
Russia's failure to rapidly seize Kyiv and overwhelm Ukrainian forces has deprived Moscow of the quick military victory that it probably had originally expected would prevent the United States and NATO from being able to provide meaningful military aid to Ukraine. Moreover, we assess Moscow underestimated the strength of Ukraine's resistance and the degree of internal military challenges we are observing, which include an ill-constructed plan, morale issues, and considerable logistical issues. What is unclear at this stage is whether Russia will continue to pursue a maximalist plan to capture all or most of Ukraine, which we assess would require more resources, even as the Russian military has begun to loosen its rules of engagements to achieve their military objectives. And if they pursue the maximalist plan, we judge it will be especially challenging for the Russians to hold and control Ukrainian territory and install a sustainable pro-Russian regime in Kyiv in the face of what we assess is likely to be a persistent and significant insurgency.
And by the way, when you talk about some of these morale problems, late last night I was hearing a broadcast on BBC which was reporting that they have documented cases of people. You probably heard that there's several hundred tanks, apparently, that have been totaled or decommissioned, and apparently they have several cases of Russian troops getting out of their tanks and blowing them up or damaging them, or personnel carriers as well. And because, again, it's pretty easy when you're surrounded by, even with 2 million people having left the country, there's still 42 million Ukrainians. And the big, huge mistake that Putin made, obviously, was that belief that those Ukrainians would welcome Russians with open arms and with flowers. And I know there are people who are going to say, well, we believe the same thing about Iraq, and that wasn't true. Yeah, but there were some people in Iraq who welcomed the United States and our allies as liberators. There's almost nothing, and we would certainly have heard about it. They would have broadcast around the world, the Russians. Which city, which district in Ukraine have they invaded where they're being treated as liberators? It's not happening. What is happening is Zelensky speaking to the House of Commons. Historic. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, this is good news. I mean, part of the good news is the stock market's up 700 points. Who knows why this stuff happens? We'll be seeing with Peter Coy about that. But it's up 700 points. I am sure that part of it is the news from South Korea, where my initial response is now confirmed. ABC News, South Korea elected Yoon Suk-yeol of the conservative, they describe it, People Power Party. It's conservative, it's pro-American, and it is more determined to not kowtow and to stand strong against North Korea. They chose Yoon as the 20th president of South Korea today. He claimed victory in a tight race against Lee Jae-myung of the ruling Democratic Party. That's that President Moon, who has been more troublesome as an ally than what we are going to have now. The newly elected president, this is... And the other thing that I'm sure we'll all be reading about is at this moment, to align yourself with the bad guys of the world, with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un, to be aligned with them in any way is not a good political position. The world, to some extent, is coming together. I mean, especially this news about the children's hospital being shelled in the midst of a so-called ceasefire to allow people, struggling old people, to get out of harm's way in Ukraine. I mean, the entire situation is horrible. The newly elected president of South Korea said, "I learned a lot while carrying out the campaign. What is needed to be a leader of a country, how to listen carefully to the people. This election process and competition are for all the people. Election is over now, and we need to be all one for the people in our Republic of Korea," he said. His supporters cheered and chanted, regime change," which I'm sure sounds better in Korean. Still, Wall Street rallied Wednesday with the three major U.S. stock indexes surging while oil prices posted double-digit declines. Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 800 points, or 2.4% in early afternoon trading. The broader S&P 500 index advanced 2.8%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the biggest gain of all, 3.6%. Stock rally comes as oil prices retreated from recent surges. That's good. And this testimony, which was just very frank and direct, and I think that Avril Haines, the new director of national intelligence, seems to be competent and a straight talker. And Haines said that Putin likely expected the conflict to last days at most, and she predicted Russia would be hard-pressed to hold any ground it gains. "We assess Putin feels aggrieved. The West does not give him proper deference and perceives this as a war he cannot afford to lose. But what he might be willing to accept is as a victory may change over time, given the significant costs he is incurring." A CIA director, William Burns, testifying in the same hearings at the House Intelligence Committee, said that Putin initially believed Ukraine was weakened and easily intimidated, and that the Russian leader had modernized his military to the point of ensuring a quick victory. Burns added that Putin had been confident early on that he had sanction-proofed his economy, and that the Europeans were too distracted to pay much attention to the invasion. "He has been proven wrong on every count." But that doesn't mean there isn't a human toll, and a grim human toll. This is Avril Haines, our Director of National Intelligence, testifying yesterday before the House Intelligence Committee, clip 19.
"And of course, the human toll of the conflict is already considerable and only increasing. Thus far, the Russian and Ukrainian militaries have probably suffered thousands of casualties, along with numerous civilian deaths, and of course, well more than a million people have fled Ukraine since Russia invaded. Moreover, Russian forces are at the very least operating with reckless disregard for the safety of noncombatants, as Russian units launch artillery and airstrikes into urban areas, as they have done in cities across Ukraine and near critical infrastructure such as the Enerhodar nuclear plant. And the IC is engaged across the interagency to document and hold Russia and Russian actors accountable for their actions."
And these are war crimes. And some of those war crimes were addressed yesterday. There was a history making. Never before had the Houses of Parliament been addressed by someone on Zoom or through the Internet. But for Volodymyr Zelensky, the heroic president of Ukraine, he spoke via satellite and channeled his inner Churchill. Listen through the translator. This is clip four.
I would like to remind you the words that the United Kingdom have already heard, which are important again. We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost. So we will fight in the forests, in the fields, on the shores, in the streets. I would like to add that we will fight on the banks of different rivers like Dnieper, and we are looking for your help, for the help of the civilized countries.
If that doesn't sound familiar, maybe this will bring back some of the echoes. This is a speech from 1940. Listen, clip five.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
And that's what he said. The translator used the term give up. We will never give up. We will never lose. But Zelensky apparently, I don't know Ukrainian at all, but apparently he said we will never surrender. And deliberately trying to echo Churchill to the House of Commons. Okay, we're in an uncommon time. And it is a time of surprising unity by the alliance, but are we in the midst of the beginning stages of a second Cold War? Elliot Abrams, who says we need to prepare for that very real possibility. But there are some differences this time between what we faced starting in 1945. At the end of the hot war of World War II. We'll be talking about the new Cold War with former foreign policy advisor and administrator Elliot Abrams coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
It's deeply distressing to me.
The Michael Medved Show.
What I'm hearing is not only offensive and shameful, it's dangerous, counterproductive.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While both Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on the fact that we need to stop bringing Russian oil into the United States, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, speaking on Newsmax, has some ideas on how to replace that oil.
What we need right now is an Operation Warp Speed for American energy. Bring together the federal agencies and you bring together the oil industry and you say, okay, Keystone Pipeline would give us 830 30,000 barrels a day. We need to be putting that into the pipeline. Let's get that done.
U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs in January, a trend that pushed up workers' pay and added to inflationary pressures throughout the United States. Employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of January, down slightly from the record of 11.4 million in December, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Michael Medved Show, very glad to speak to Elliot Abrams, who has just written, I believe, one of the most powerful, germane, and persuasive pieces about what the future holds, now that we are on the midst of what he designates as the new Cold War. Elliot Abrams is a senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. He served as a deputy assistant to the president and deputy national security advisor in the administration of George W. Bush. And in the Trump administration, he served as special representative for Iran and Venezuela, two deeply troubled countries. In the administration of Donald Trump. His piece appears in the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations and on National Review. Elliot, again, glad to speak to you. Not so happy about the circumstances, but what you write here to get people's attention at the very beginning is the coming decades may resemble the 1930s more than any other period since. Whether they lead to a peaceful contest or a conflict that tests the nation as much as or more than did the Second World War is the awful question we now face. We're not ready, militarily, politically, or psychologically, for the prolonged crisis ahead of us. Well, with that, what is the most striking feature, you believe, of our unreadiness right now?
Delighted to be on and to be talking with you even about these grim subjects. Most striking figure is probably that we are not spending enough money on our national defense. When John Kennedy came to the presidency, we were spending 9% of GDP on defense. It's now under 4%, which is why our Navy is too small, our Air Force has too many old planes, Army is not large enough, So I would say that's the single thing that worries me most.
And you make the point that in both World War One and World War Two, though it took us a while to get involved in those wars, but we had both the economic and the military might that could be quickly built up to have a decisive effect. Right now, facing potentially two very major autocratic threats in Russia and in China, we don't have that same cushion, certainly not when we're spending less than 4% of our GDP on national defense.
That's right. You can go back and read what people like Churchill said in World War II. They knew after Pearl Harbor, when the United States entered the war and then Hitler declared war on the U.S., they knew the outcome of the war was absolutely not in doubt. Just a matter of time. That's not really true now. If you think of a possible Russian-Chinese partnership and the massive amounts of money that China is spending building its military, we really have to worry about this. It's a little bit, I said in the article, a little bit like what would have happened in World War II if Hitler had had Russia on his side and Japan. That would have been a different war, though we would have won it. It would have been a different war. We see the Russian military is not what it was cracked up to be, but he has spent a lot of money. Putin spent a lot of money on it. And the Chinese are really, the great challenge for us of the 21st century, which is why I think we need to pay much more attention to defense than we have, certainly in the last 30 years. We've been kind of floating in a way since the end of the Cold War. Yes, we had Afghanistan. Yes, we had Iraq. Yes, we had the war on terrorism. But those were not national security threats the way China is.
And right now, with the horrors from Ukraine increasing, with the bombing of a children's hospital today, and the refugees having topped 1.5 million officially in 10 days, do you believe that a occupation of Ukraine by Putin and the installation of some puppet government, do you believe that is inevitable?
I think it's very likely, unless we step up the military help to Ukraine more than I think is likely. I think Putin ultimately has the capacity to win that war. But, we want to do there what we did in Afghanistan to the Soviets. The Ukrainians are willing to fight. They are fighting. And if we keep that fuel, that is, if we keep the supplies flowing to them, the javelins and the stingers and everything else, they'll continue to fight. And that is what we should be doing, partly because we want to help the Ukrainians, partly because if this becomes a steady drain on Russia, it increases the chances that either the military or the intelligence services will get rid of Putin, and partly because it's a lesson to China about Taiwan. Don't think that's going to be easy. So all of this, I think, suggests even if Putin does take Kyiv and puts in a puppet government, we keep fueling this fight. That's the best thing we can do. And we do not, of course, ever recognize that puppet government. We recognize instead a government in exile.
And one hopes that the leader of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, can escape if that happens. Do you think there is any chance that things could go the other way, that the Putin regime either falls apart or he's forced by his generals? One of the major generals, Gerasimov, he's dead, isn't he? Didn't he die in some of the early fighting?
Yeah, they did lose a high-ranking general. I think it's possible. I really do. Losing a war, and in a certain sense, they are losing this war. It's nothing like what was expected, and thousands of Russian soldiers have been killed. We also know, it was amazing, Putin said no conscripts are fighting for Russia, and then his own defense ministry released the fact that conscripts are dying, and there is some information that the FSB, the spies, have actually released a little bit of information to Ukraine about what's going on. So there are reasons to believe there are a lot of very unhappy people in Russia, including at the top. And if we keep them unhappy, we keep these sanctions on, and we help the Ukrainians to continue fighting, there is a chance of Putin being kicked out.
Can you stay with us for a moment more? So I want to speak what you talk about in your very important piece, The New Cold War. You talk about the need for political change here in the United States.
Yeah,
which we will get to. But I want to be very clear on this. Putin apparently said within the last 24 hours that they have never in the course of this war done damage to civilian targets. So I think you're saying that may not be true?
We're talking about Vladimir Putin. He's a liar. There's a lot of evidence today, obviously, that it's true. We also know that the Russian military isn't a crack force. So it's perfectly plausible that even if they didn't want to, they would hit civilian targets. But it doesn't seem that they're trying to avoid that.
We will be right back with Elliot Abrams on the new Cold War. And really, the piece also talks about how to win it. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Historian, thinker, foreign policy veteran of the Bush administration and the Trump administration, and someone who has been a significant voice in foreign policy since the Reagan era and helped to win the first Cold War, now says we are facing a new Cold War. And he writes, when Roosevelt faced the Nazi threat and when Truman faced the Soviets, they were smart enough to seek some form of bipartisan cooperation. And they got it from Republicans, who put country over party when it came to national security. President Biden should now consider whether there are any steps he can take to overcome, on national security issues at least, some of the deep and bitter partisanship that marks our politics today. Realistically, this will not mean multiple Republicans in his cabinet. That was what Roosevelt did with the Secretary of War and the Secretary of the Navy. Why not? Why would it not be a good move for President Biden to bring in some Republican voices with his cabinet and, frankly, his inner circle?
Well, It would be a good move. I think the partisan bitterness suggests that it may be a very hard thing to do. There was a long period of time when you always have one guy from the other party in the cabinet. I mean, George W. Bush did it. Maybe we're beyond that. Even if you can't do that, though, it is really striking about the State of the Union message. There was nothing like this. There could have been some outreach in that speech, and there wasn't. They haven't even done the symbolic things. You know, you call in Henry Kissinger, you call in George Bush, or if you want to see more balance, Bush and, you know, Bush and Obama. Just symbolic, but he hasn't done anything. He seems to think he's got this great, fantastic team. And as I said in the article, I don't think the American people agree with that view, that this is such a fantastic team.
Well, maybe he gets the message after November, where mm-hmm. this fantastic team may have a tough election. But what you suggest is that there also needs to be a better effort on the part of Republicans. And you say that some Republicans have been irresponsible in the face of the crisis. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, writes positively enough about President Putin that she could be auditioning for a job with RT when they ever get that back on the air. What else could Republicans do right now as an opposition party to more than they are doing so far to help with this effort of a unified front against Russian aggression.
Well, one thing is to offer advice. And there, I think, if you look at what Senator McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, has been doing, he's made a series of very, I think, wise, serious speeches and has offered bipartisanship on national security. We have not heard that, frankly, from President Trump, but we've heard it from some people on the Hill. I'd like to see maybe McCarthy and McConnell, the two leaders in Congress, in a sense make a more formal offer of bipartisan cooperation on Ukraine and on foreign policy issues, even just so that nobody can say they never offered on their part. Really, the president, we have one president at a time, so he ought to be the one reaching his hand out first. And he has not done it.
Speaking of unity and trying to achieve unity, one of the things that people ask me about all the time, and it's a complicated explanation, I bet you can do it more directly, which is what's with Israel? And again, you would think that no country on earth would be more horrified at what's going on in Ukraine than Israel. So many Israelis, people of Ukrainian origin. And why has Israel tried so hard to, quote, avoid taking sides when this is, as you point out in your piece, this is a question of right and wrong?
Well, I think we can explain it, and that is the terrible decisions made first by the Obama administration, then a little bit by the Trump administration, now by Biden. That is, starting with Obama, we said, well, we're getting out of the Middle East. What did Obama do in Syria, which is where the Israelis have the most trouble with Russia? What he did was to set a, remember the red line about the use of gas? And then he walked away from his own red line and let Iran become a much more dominant power in Syria. And so the Israelis have had to work with Russia on trying to protect themselves in Syria, because they're constantly bombing Syria to bomb sites that, you know, and weaponry that Iran is trying to put in there. Then you get steps in the Gulf where, you know, Saudi Arabia was hit really by Iran and the Houthis. And what was the American reaction? Nothing. Nothing. So what the Israelis are doing is actually close to what the Emiratis and the Saudis are doing, which is they're beginning to wonder about the willingness of the United States to stay in the Middle East with its allies. So they voted with us in the General Assembly. They're sending humanitarian aid. But they've got a huge problem in Syria now, which is the Iranian effort to take over Syria the way it has taken over Lebanon with Hezbollah. And so they are bombing Syria literally every week, sites in Syria. And to do that, they need actually to work with Russia, because, starting with Barack Obama, the Russians now have a huge military presence again in Syria. So in a certain way, you know, who set the conditions where the Israelis have got to work with the Russians as well as us? We did. We did, starting with with Obama's abandonment of Syria.
And it all is complicated. I know that they're taking multiple refugees, most of whom are not Jewish, by the way, at least according to the New York Times, into Israel. They're assembling in places like Moldova some of the refugees who go out, because that's a problem with 1.5 million refugees. What do you believe that there is a chance for some kind of settlement? People keep talking about some kind of compromise that leaves this Ukrainian government in power and does not give Putin what he wants, which is the decapitation of this regime?
I don't. I think there was in the beginning, you know, in the first few days, when there hadn't been so much damage done, so many people killed, I think maybe there was a deal where the Ukrainians would say, well, we really would like to join the EU now, but NATO, you know, that's way off. We won't even talk about that now. I think that's gone because of the martyring of Ukraine. So I don't think such a deal is possible. I think Putin now needs, from his point of view, he needs this victory of decapitating Ukraine. And the Ukrainians, I think, are not going to do that deal now. Too much damage has been done. Too many Ukrainians killed. 1.5 or 2 million refugees. I think they're going to fight it out. So to me, the only way this stops overnight is if Putin gets kicked out. And we have to certainly hope and pray for that. But short of that, I think the fight continues. And as I said before,
you're fairly hopeful, I take it, from what you're saying, Elliot, that when you say you hope and pray that Putin gets kicked out, what about that prospect that he resorts to a nuclear option before he leaves or goes through the war?
That option exists. It's a real-world danger, but there's also, you know, a question in my mind. On the day that Vladimir Putin starts talking about really doing it and tells his military to do it, maybe that's the day that the Russian military says, okay, he's nuts, and we need to get rid of him. Again, maybe too hopeful, and the danger is there.
Well, it's great to have to place your hope and security for the future in a bunch of Russian generals. Speaking to Elliot Abrams, who looks at the hard questions on foreign policy, we'll link his piece about the new Cold War to our website. It's very important and in some ways very inspiring reading, reminding us of what we've achieved in the past to make us and help us remain the greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.